Hello, my friends. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you. It's called Nurse. And my name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Lily. Now, before we start, I just want to remind everybody that's listening to us for free on iTunes. We're glad that you're listening. And we would also love for you to listen to the rest of our levels, from newbie all the way to advanced, and our videos and all these other things that are available by subscription. And if you're thinking about getting a Spanish Pod subscription, please come to SpanishPod.com and try us out for 7 days. We'll give you a 7-day free trial. You just have to log in. Anyway, let's talk about this lesson. So it's called Nurse.
Enfermera.
Okay, so there's some urgency to it.
Sí. Enfermera. Okay. That's our keyword, and it means nurse.
Nurse. Enfermera. Okay, obviously it's a woman, right?
Yes.
Now, I have an uncle that's a nurse and a student.
Oh.
That are both nurses, and they're men.
So that it will be enfermero.
Enfermero. Okay, mm-hmm. Is that common in Latin America?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to listen for that word, enfermera, when we hear the dialogue 3 times. Here we go.
Dialogue. First time.
¡Enfermera!
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Second time.
¡Enfermera!
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Third time.
¡Enfermera!
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
All right, we're back. Now let's start with the translation.
Enfermera.
Nurse.
Enfermera.
Nurse.
Enfermera. ¿Qué pasa?
What's happening?
¿Qué pasa?
What is it?
¿Qué pasa? Mi esposo necesita suero.
My husband needs saline.
Mi esposo necesita suero.
My husband needs saline.
Mi esposo necesita suero. Voy por uno nuevo.
I'll go get one.
Voy por uno nuevo.
I'll go get a new one.
Voy por uno nuevo.
All right. So, kind of an emergency situation. It's not that bad. It's not like a code blue or anything.
Yeah, I know. But you know how people are. Sometimes they're so afraid of everything, you know, mm-hmm. when they're in hospitals.
The IV bag is empty.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So, let's start at the beginning. We start with our keyword, which is the word for nurse.
Enfermera.
Enfermera. Okay. Now, can you just call like that? Because I don't know if I would say nurse. I would say, hey, nurse.
What do you mean?
Can you just address somebody like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, in the Latin America, whenever it's someone that has a title, mm-hmm. if it's a doctor, you call them doctor.
Okay.
If it's a lawyer, say abogado.
Okay.
So in this case, she's a nurse, you say enfermera.
Okay, that makes sense because nursing is a profession.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And the answer is, what's happening?
¿Qué pasa?
Now, ¿qué pasa? That's a very famous phrase. I don't know if all newbies know it, but I know that on Spanish Pod, we have a show called ¿qué pasa?
Exactly.
And it means what's happening,
mm-hmm.
right? The verb is pasar, and we have it in the third person singular, so it's happening, and we're going to say what's happening. So what's the word for what?
¿Qué?
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 All right, what's happening? ¿Qué pasa? And if somebody calls you, you can ask that.
Yeah.
That question.
And if you can see, there's an accent in the E, because mm-hmm. it's a question, so you have to be more like ¿qué?
Okay, ¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
All right. The answer to ¿qué pasa? Is my husband needs saline.
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Okay, let's start with the word suero.
Suero.
Suero. This is the saline drip. This is what we hang on the IV pole. Okay, but you know what? We're going to talk about that word suero later. Now, he needs suero.
Necesita.
Necesita. Okay, necesita. I think a lot of English speakers know this word necesita because it sounds like necessity.
So he needs.
Mm-hmm. He needs suero. And who needs my husband?
Mi esposo.
Mi esposo. So that's my spouse, right?
Yeah.
And to make it my husband?
Mi esposo.
Mi esposo. So let's put it all together. My husband needs a new IV drip.
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Okay. And the nurse says, well, I'll go get a new one.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Okay, let's start at the end of the sentence again. So what's the word for new?
Nuevo.
Nuevo. And how do we say a new one?
Uno nuevo.
Uno nuevo. That means a new.
One.
A new. Where's the word for one? There's only 2 words.
I know, but in Spanish it doesn't exist.
You don't have to say uno
no.
nuevo one.
No.
All right. And she says, I'm going to go get one. So she says,
voy.
Voy is the verb ir, and it means I go. Now, if she's going to go for something, if she's going to go fetch something, she's going to use which preposition?
Por.
Por. Okay. So let's put it all together. I'm going to go get a new one.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Voy por uno nuevo. All right. That's pretty easy. All right. Well, let's listen to the dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue. First time.
Enfermera.
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Second time.
¡Enfermera!
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
Third time.
¡Enfermera!
¿Qué pasa?
Mi esposo necesita suero.
Voy por uno nuevo.
All right, we're back, Lily, and let's talk about this word suero because I had a hard time translating it.
What we call suero is the general term,
okay,
of that liquid that you can have it IV.
Mm-hmm.
But also, for example, when babies dehydrate, that's what you give them to drink.
Okay.
Not only babies, but in fact, if you have like the biggest hangover ever, you can buy in the pharmacy suero oral.
Okay. Now, in this case, for babies or for dehydration, it's not saline because that would be worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be a more sugary,
exactly,
a sugary liquid.
Yes, but this is like the general term, you know. So if you go into very specific, then we will have to ask Doc Molly.
Doc Molly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The truth is, I don't know if we have a blanket term for, you know, these liquids that replenish you.
Yeah, like serum or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think I saw in the dictionary you can also use it for plasma if they're hanging plasma on the IV pole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, Doc Molly or any other medical professional out there, if you can tell us if there's an English equivalent to suero, we would be so happy to hear from you. Just leave that along with all your questions and all your comments on the comments section of this lesson, which is at SpanishPod.com. Before we go, we better give the challenge. What's a Spanish Pod challenge?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
It means what's happening, what's going down. All right, let's get out of here. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.